Good morning. Welcome to the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. My name is Lonnie Corley, and I am your host this week. This week, we have been looking at some Old Testament examples of people who trusted in God in difficult times. Today, we will be looking at a story about a prophet of God who stood up to the false prophets of the idol god Baal. This story takes place during the divided kingdom time in Israel's history, when a particularly evil king over Israel, or the northern kingdom, was in power. His name was Ahab. The queen's name at this time was Jezebel, and she was also very evil and was a worshiper of idols. Through the leadership of this evil king and queen, the nation of Israel had been almost entirely turned away from the one true God to worship idols. Elijah was a prophet of God during this time, and he challenged the king to assemble the people, as well as 450 of the prophets of the idol god Baal, so that a demonstration could be performed to identify who was the true God. King Ahab then summoned the people and the prophets of Baal to Mount Carmel. 1 Kings chapter 18 provides us with the story of how Elijah faced up against the prophets of Baal, knowing full well that the king and queen were seeking his life. Listen as the details of this demonstration unfold, beginning in verse 21. It says, "Then Elijah approached all the people and said, 'How long are you going to struggle with the two choices? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him.' But the people did not answer him so much a word. Then Elijah said to the people, 'I alone am left as a prophet of the Lord, while Baal's prophets are 450 men. Now have them give us two oxen, and have them choose one ox for themselves and cut it up and place it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other ox and lay it on the wood, and I will not put a fire under it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God.' And all the people replied, 'That is a good idea.' We see then that the prophets of Baal prepared their sacrifice and called upon their idol God to send fire and consume the sacrifice. In verses 26 through 29, we see what kind of response they received from their idol God. Here the scripture says, 'Then they took the ox which was given them, and they prepared it, and they called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no voice, and no one answered. When midday was past, they raved until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, but there was no voice, no one answered, and no one paid attention." It was now Elijah's turn in this demonstration. The scriptures tell us that he rebuilt the altar of the Lord made of stones that had been torn down. He then arranged the wood and the animal sacrifice on the altar. He also dug a trench around the altar and had the people soak the altar, the wood, and the sacrifice three times so that the trench around the sacrifice was standing full of water. Listen to what verse 37 through 39 records for us about Elijah's appeal to God and God's response. It says, "Answer me, Lord, answer me, so that this people may know that you, Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench." Listen to the response of the people upon witnessing this demonstration. Verse 39 says, "When all the people saw this, they fell on their faces and they said, 'The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.'" Many people in our time today have turned away from the one true God to worship the idols of pleasure and wealth. God does not perform miracles today like he did in the time of Elijah, but instead he has given us his recorded word for us to read and study and learn from events like the one that we have reviewed today. Do you believe in the one true God? Do you trust him enough to read his word and follow his instructions? I hope the events this week that we have studied have been helpful by reminding us that even in difficult times, we can trust that God is always with his faithful followers. I hope you have a blessed day.